Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. A good Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us. Big win for the Wizards. Come from behind fashion, stealing one in Minnesota last night. The Capitals continuing a break that goes until Thursday. They haven't played since Saturday. The Nationals are reportedly putting together a package and a plan for Shohei Ohtani. And the Redskins are getting ready for the Cowboys.
Things are happening.
It's a fun time in DC sports. Top of the morning to you, Danny Rudy.
Hey, buddy. Couple things, couple notes on that. For seam heads, the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes is a fascinating new case study.
It's going to be fun.
In some of the new rules in baseball. I'm not going to bore you all with the logistics of the posting system and what's changed. Know this. It used to be you handed in a blind ballot with how much you're willing to offer in the tens of millions of dollar range. Think $50+ million for Daisuke Matsuzaka. Now, it's everybody's got what they've got, and it's where Ohtani wants to, wherever he feels like going. Everybody's kind of in on the services of a guy that can potentially pitch and hit at the major league level. It's
exciting. He touches 100 as a pitcher, and he's got big-time power, and it's going to be the first time in my lifetime that we've got a guy who's a starting pitcher who probably DHs in the American League multiple times a week when he's not pitching because he has all the leverage here. He doesn't have to come over. He can stay in Japan, so he's going to dictate terms and say, if you want me, that's fine, but I'm going to DH and pitch, and teams are going to say, okay.
And the National League teams are maybe talking about him being an outfielder or a first baseman to try to save his arm. I mean, again, it's something that does not happen at the highest level, so that's kind of cool.
We've got so much to cover today, including the new college football playoff rankings coming out last night. We'll get you the latest on that. Also, Eli Manning getting benched by the New York Giants. Going to be covered at 10:30 this morning on this show. Will Montgomery, good friend of the program, at 11. He told me a hilarious story about Alfred Morris getting the offensive lineman a gift at the end of his rookie season when he rushed for 1,600 yards. You'll remember he was a sixth-round pick, so it wasn't like there was a ton of money to go around by NFL standards.
He was driving that beat-up Mazda from, like, the mid-'80s.
Present that he got them still wasn't all that impressive. So we will have Will Montgomery on to tell that story at 11. And Ian Rappaport at 1 o'clock. Good job by Brendan booking him. He had the report on Thanksgiving morning before the Redskins played the Giants that the Skins front office still doesn't know what they're going to do with Cousins. But he also, more importantly, said he does not view the franchise tag as... he doesn't view the transition tag as an option. He only thinks that the Redskins are going to use a franchise tag or kind of bust on Kirk Cousins here. I've got to ask him about that because I just don't understand that logic. So he's going to be on the show at 1 o'clock, about 3 hours away. Let's start, though, with tomorrow's game with the Cowboys. And suddenly, the number one item on the storyline list here is what the Redskins are going to be wearing, as crazy as that is. But as most of you know, Thursday Night Football has become synonymous with teams wearing alternate uniform patterns. Color rush Thursday nights. So, whether you've noticed or not, when you turn on the games, oftentimes clubs wear matching colors and wear basically the brightest color that they have and the most of it.
Right.
That is the easiest way to sum it up.
Jarring color that is the slightest way affiliated with their uniform is worn, and that's the only color that's on there.
So, when the color rush uniforms originally came out a couple years ago, the Redskins image in the 32 images that were sent around of all the teams was this banana looking almost yellow. I'll use the term gold so that I'm not Jim Zorn, but know that it's more yellow than gold.
It's very mustard.
And it was, yellow on yellow, mustard on mustard, basically like Maryland's alternates that they've worn a couple times, the banana outfit, I would say.
Yeah.
That is what the Redskins' color rush uniform supposedly is. So, there was a lot of reporting being done yesterday because they have not played a Thursday night game where they've had to wear the color rush uniforms. Remember, they went to the NFL's meetings this offseason to try to rid the league of the color rush policy because they knew they were going to have a Thursday night game coming up very likely, and they want nothing to do with wearing anything other than their burgundy or white on gold or their white or burgundy jerseys on white or burgundy pants. But because they lost that battle and the league said, no, you guys have to all wear color rush once a year, this is the game now where the Redskins are supposed to wear color rush. So it's being discussed that they are going to go burgundy on burgundy tonight, not that yellow gold on gold. The point is, the Redskins do not want to do this. And they are, if you believe what people are saying, trying to refuse it. And I don't understand why they care so much at all. Why is this an issue and why do you care that much about a uniform? Here's what's going to happen. People are either going to turn on the game and say, oh, that looks kind of cool. Or they're going to turn on the game and say, oh, that looks kind of dumb. And then they're going to watch the football game. They're putting up a huge fight about nothing. I don't understand the frustration from Bruce Allen and company.
So we club Bruce Allen pretty regularly on this show, and I think justifiably so, by the way. When he does something good, I think we need to call that out as well. And I think that's what's happening. Good for you, Bruce Allen. I despise your mustard pants decision. I think it's wrong. You're going back to the 70s when your dad was here, and that's fine. The championship look, when it was the best with the Redskins, you wore white at home with the burgundy pants. You wore double white sometimes with the burgundy socks. You used to wear white at home. There was a great tradition where the Redskins were one of a handful of teams that wore white at home with their burgundy pants and their regular Redskins helmet. This color rush nonsense. That's what it is. It's nonsense. Good for you for standing up against it. I understand your point of why you're making a big deal about it.
Who cares?
Well,
it would be like the equivalent of me fighting over what CK told me he wanted me to wear to an event.
I don't see it that way. The way I see it is either things matter or they don't. So if you said it doesn't matter, then why don't the Redskins wear teal tomorrow? Why don't the Redskins wear pink tomorrow and everything?
That's not quite fair because they're still wearing their jerseys, just a type of pants they normally don't wear with a jersey. They're still wearing the things that they've worn all season.
Yeah, so it's a compromise, I guess, in a sense. The NFL wants them to wear this nonsensical plated gold pixie dust super yellow thing where I see the picture of Trent Williams. He looks ridiculous. They want the Redskins to look ridiculous. And if you can control something where you don't look ridiculous, I'm all for that. I'm all for giving some nod to tradition. I understand that some traditions just exist because they exist, and they're silly, and they don't really have any place. But the uniform, there's something that I associate good memories with certain things. And that's kind of what Bruce has been trying to do, even though, again, I hate the mustard pants. It reminds me of losing. But he's trying to at least remind folks that grew up with something that it's important to. The image of the burgundy and gold playing on Sunday, that means something. Not this, you know, 17-year-old who's looking up from Snapchat hoping that he gets to see the brightest color possible so he can pop his jersey.
It would be popular or well-liked by the fan base just to see something different, because nobody's saying or advocating that they have to do this more than just on this Thursday night. It's not as though they're getting rid of quote-unquote tradition or your ability to have these memories by saying all season long the Redskins have to do a color rush.
Sure.
It's one game, it's one night, it's 3 hours, and it's just a fun thing that everyone else in the league seems to have no problem with.
Yeah, that's where I disagree. That's where it starts. It's now every third jersey for a baseball team is this camo thing, or it's a color that has nothing to do with you, or we got to wear future uniforms or whatever else. To me, it's a gimmick, and the Redskins already do enough, you know, reaching into your pockets and pilfering your dough, and the NFL's already doing enough of that with these various things of merchandising. I think that's all this is. It's the same way that Maryland has 75,000 jerseys.
But you don't have to purchase
anything. Pick a couple
and
go. I know you don't have to, but that's what this is. It's a marketing gimmick. I don't want that. I don't want to be pandered to. Please have some nod to what matters and tradition and things that got you here. So I understand it's not that big a deal. And I'm not going to like turn off the game, as you said. I'm not going to protest anything. I'm not vehemently upset about it. I'm simply saying this is something where the front office, they don't have that much to do, apparently. They can't. They're so busy evaluating their quarterback, I guess, over after however many years he's been in the building. This is maybe their second project, but it's controllable. All I ask you to do is control what you can control. Fix the field and wear jerseys and uniforms that remind me of when the Redskins were good.
I get where you're coming from, even if I don't agree with the stance completely, in that you basically want to stick to the script and the league shouldn't tell me what I'm wearing. I just see that every other team seems to comply and not have an issue here. And I don't understand why this is the hill you want to die on if you're the Redskins. Like, get upset over things that actually matter. Spend all
like
of
losing
your
draft picks,
well,
or the salary
picks
cap.
Or the salary cap penalty. Or how about, I don't know, the catch rule being terrible. Invest all of your time and energy in your fighting with the league to make sure they don't call the wrong intentional grounding penalty that cost you a game and maybe cost you a chance at the playoffs if you get to 9-7 and you could have been 10-6. That should be what your anguish and your anger and your frustrations are over. Not what you're going to wear one night that people are going to turn on. And most of them, by the way, are going to say, oh, it's kind of interesting that they're wearing something different.
But that's not controllable is my point. Though missed calls, you can't do anything about that. You could do something about that.
I understand, but this to me is the juice is not worth the squeeze. This is not something worth fighting over. The Rams have already done the color yellow on yellow, gold on gold, whatever you want to refer to it,
right,
once, among other teams who have done things they probably didn't want to do. And guess what? Even if it was unpopular, it didn't look good, or fans didn't like it, it was over after that night, and no one remembers it other than on some pictures. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open. We're curious to see what you guys think about this. I guess if I'm boiling down our arguments, mine is, Bruce, don't you have something else to concern yourself with? I mean, can't we figure out another thing to be upset about? Why is the uniform actually an issue? It should be as simple as, what do you guys want us to wear? Okay, cool, we'll wear that. We'll see it at 8:30 in Dallas. Danny's kind of taking it deeper with the tradition and that he wants the memories of Joe Gibbs every time they take the field.
Yeah, my stance is leave me alone. We've got a great brand, whether or not you agree with that these days. We've got something. We have some tradition. We have things. Please stop being the whatever you want to call it, the big government that's telling me what I have to wear and when. I've got some pretty good uniforms. Leave me alone. That's my stance.
800-636-1067. Should the Redskins comply and go color rush uniforms? Should they fight the fight, whatever punishment that may come with it, and just wear whatever they want to wear? I also posted a poll on Twitter.
Grant Paulson today already?
I've been known to do that.
Before the first segment ends, everybody. Grant Paulson, everybody.
Very rarely in the first segment.
Atta boy.
What do you want the Redskins to wear tomorrow night? Gold on gold, burgundy on burgundy, or a normal jersey combo that they've been wearing all season long?
Scan down and find that normal jersey
Those
option.
Are your options at Grant H. Paulson. Call us now, 800-636-1067. You're listening to The Fan.
Speaking of fights, you and me are fighting it. A bunch of people are fighting it, too. It's that waistline. All those extra poundages from the holiday season, my friend. It can be tough right around now. Don't start your New Year's resolution for New Year's. Get going and take control of your life right now, this minute. Our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss GP have helped us immensely. Over 100 pounds lost between you and I.
Yeah, they've got an office in Tyson's Corner that we attend. They've opened another office in Rockville for those of you in Maryland. And they are so easy to work with because they cater a program directly to your lifestyle. Really is as good an opportunity as you're going to have to be coached up, to be helped, to lose weight, and to change your lifestyle. Take advantage of this right now before the holidays. I actually started last year on December 15th.
Wow.
I'm coming up on 12 months with EMP 180 weight loss, and my life is completely changed.
If you do what they say to do, you will lose weight and be healthier. That's the basic bottom line here. Remember that. If you do what they tell you to do, you will lose weight and you will be healthier. New healthy lifestyles. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or emp180weightloss.com. Schedule your consultation today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.